The Ebola virus has killed hundreds of people across West Africa. There's no cure for the disease and only experimental treatments. Purdue Associate Professor of Biological Sciences Dr. David Sanders has been working to pinpoint how the virus enters the body. He says even though Ebola is deadly, it is not necessarily easily transmitted.
We currently think that the native host of Ebola is a fruit bat, and it either comes directly from the fruit bats over into humans, or more likely, it comes through non-human primates and through the bushmeat trade. So when people are slaughtering animals, they get in contact with bodily fluids of the animals, and that probably is the mode of transmission. So once it gets into the human population, it's once again transmitted through contact with bodily fluids. Those bodily fluids include blood, sweat, semen, tears.
Sanders says once Ebola has entered the body, it's tricky to treat because it's not the virus itself that does the damage to the human body. It's the immune system's response to the virus.
It causes the tissue damage that leads to the severe consequences. And this is not unusual. If you think about viral infections in general, the symptoms that you have, classic ones are inflammation, fever, and fatigue. All of those symptoms are caused by the immune system, not by the virus itself.
Sanders' research has identified a protein in the virus that's involved in its entry to human cells. He says this information could be used to develop a vaccine, but the situation's more complicated than that.
The problem with Ebola is that there are these different species of Ebola, and it's unlikely that a vaccine against one of them is going to protect against the others. And then we have an additional this fact that even within a species, there's variability. So you can generate a vaccine. I think that that's something that could happen relatively soon, but it wouldn't necessarily be effective against each of the species that was emerging.
Sanders notes that beyond developing medical interventions to prevent the spread of Ebola, there are social barriers that make containing the disease difficult. That's where the Purdue Peace Project comes in. Director Stacy Connaughton says they're working with a group of Liberian motorcycle taxi drivers and citizens known as the Pen Pen Peace Network, who will educate people about how to avoid being infected with Ebola. She says that can be difficult since there are certain cultural traditions that may lend themselves to the spread of the virus.
For example, there are cultural practices that are deeply embedded in Liberian society and Liberian tradition about how one treats a human being who has passed, in terms of how they are buried, how the body is prepared for burial. And from a medical science perspective, the way that that is done can sometimes contribute to and has been linked to the transmission of Ebola.
But Connaughton says in some ways, the Pen Pen Peace Network can reach people in a way that outside aid organizations can't.
These citizens can talk immediately with other citizens in a language that they understand to be able to spread messages about what they can do themselves to stop the disease from spreading. And to the extent that our Pen Pen Peace Network speaks different dialects, which many of the local citizens do, our hope is that they can spread that message pretty effectively.
She says the members of the Pen Pen group received training from the Liberian Ministry of Health and Social Welfare on Ebola. In addition to one-on-one communication with citizens, information on how the disease is spread and how it can be prevented will be shared through 3,000 fact sheets, as well as verbally through loudspeakers in the community.
I think what the Pen Pen Peace Network is demonstrating is the tremendous capacity of human beings during a time of extreme crisis, and we're really proud to be associated with them.